The Guest List. Each episode, we ask one of our favourite people about some of their favourite Kiwi songs, with thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And that's right, it's time for The Guest List. And I'm very excited to have in the studio... Could we call each other work colleagues? I guess loosely.
We are work colleagues.
Yeah, work colleagues. My work colleague, RDU Friday Drive host, Nakoa, who's about to do his 400th show, by the way, hence why he's here. Good morning. How are you going?
Kia ora. Good morning. How are you going?
I'm very well. How are you feeling? 400th episode?
Hasn't quite hit me yet. I think it'll hit me on the day.
Yeah.
It's a weird kind of... milestone. It's like, didn't kind of start counting until probably around 120, so I went back and had to count all the shows. Go, I've done a few shows now, I'll go back and count them all. Oh, I'm at 120, so I started counting from there, and we've hit 400, which I guess if you put it into years is like nearly 8 years.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like 8 years, because the earthquake only feels like a few years ago.
I know, it never seems like that it was that long ago. Now, so you started on Channel Z back in the day.
Yeah, that was my kind of first radio experience when I was at high school. I used to be a wee gopher. They used to tell me to go do stuff, and I'd go do stuff like clean out the prize cupboard. But I stuck around there for a wee while and started doing mid-dawns pre-recorded and also writing ads for them over a summer 1 year, which helped me get into the old broadcasting school across the road.
And the rest is history, I guess. But how did you get started with RDU? Like, how did that happen?
I was kind of not doing any kind of radio stuff for a wee while. Got into my job. It was kind of radio-based. We work doing kind of in-store audio for, like, retail stores and supermarkets and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's slight connection to radio.
Slight connection. Yeah. But I'd done radio on previous other stations and was having a wee break and... I got a tap on the shoulder saying the Green Room host slot was available. Would you like it? And I guess, started doing the Green Room. Did that for maybe 2 to 3 years and started doing Friday Drive and the Green Room at the same time.
Okay.
And then slowly phased out of the Green Room into Friday Drive full time.
So has your format for it changed much?
Green Room was just all about the kind of Kiwi music, which I mean, I've always been passionate about Kiwi music since I was quite young and getting into music. So that was all the big focus, and that was more of a music show. But it was kind of cool going into Friday Drive. It kind of let me show a bit more of my personality. I've got my little things that I do, and they've pretty much been there. Not quite from the start, but from the start when I kind of went full-time onto Friday Drive.
Now, I am curious. Something about Friday Drive is you do your beer selection.
Yeah.
Has there been... I feel like there's been an explosion of beers in recent years. Was it harder to find beers, like... In the early days of it?
When I first started, craft beers were still kind of around. I didn't kind of start doing that until I started doing Nacho's Food Things, which was, I guess, about halfway through. And craft beers were starting to be a bit more prevalent around then. It's always hard to find a new beer every week, but I try to find a new one every week, and I try to make it at least a New Zealand beer. Very rarely do I do a non-New Zealand beer.
Okay.
If I do that, it's more like I'll grab a Christmas beer from overseas because I'm talking about Christmas beers that week or whatever.
Man, that's so many beers to have to find. Have you had some bad ones?
I have had a couple of bad ones.
Okay.
Generally, luckily, I don't tend to talk about the beers on air. It's more of a wee promo towards Nacho's Food Things. That's an interesting story in itself. Actually started off as, it was a food segment.
Yeah.
And then it kind of expanded to kind of food and beer. Then it's pretty much just kind of beer now. So,
right. Hey, these things change, you know. Yeah. That's the way of
life. Evolve, don't they?
So you're into Kiwi music, as you said. So it's only fitting, really, that you're coming on to do the Guest List. So we'll start with your first choice, your old song, which is For the Love of It by Salmonella Dub. First of all, why the song?
It was actually when you told me I had to go back and pick a song. It was really, really hard. I was trying to think, because I just love so much different music.
And yeah, totally.
This one kind of stands out to me because it was kind of when I was starting to get more into electronic music, kind of festivals and things like that. It was my last year of high school, went to my first Equinox and Summer Solstice that year.
Oh, okay.
Sold Up were just burgeoning kind of under the scene. And this is the song that kind of made them famous, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was funny that it was their sound guy that jumped up on stage to sing their song to make them famous. And of course,
that is so odd.
And of course, we know that sound guy to be Tiki Tane. So, I thought, and this is a Kiwi song. I've really been big into Kiwi songs. And yeah, this was my like kind of last year of high school, formative years. I was starting to buy kind of dub reggae records around the same time, Downbeat, A Bit of House, with my friend Asher. He's the one that got me into buying vinyl and stuff like this.
Cool.
And this song was kind of on RDU and stuff like that. And it was one that kind of almost evolved and got bigger, too big for RDU. But it's one of those songs that makes you think of summer, makes you think of festivals, and gets you pumped for New Year's. And we're nearly at New Year's, so it would be a nice song to start with.
It is a very appropriate song to start with. Can you kind of remember quite vividly, like, the explosion of Salmonella Dub?
Yeah, and it probably came from the song. I remember the video. I think they recorded it at Big Day Out, and you see Tiki come from the sound booth all the way up to the main stage to sing the song. Other bits of the video, it was like New Zealand summer. It's like they were kind of the New Zealand summer kind of dub reggae before Fat Freddy's drop, I guess.
Yeah. Man, what a legacy they kind of started there. Anyway, for our audience out there, here is Nakoa's first choice, For the Love of It, by Salmonella Dub. Enjoy.
That's why we do what we do. We do for the love of it.